BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The Odyssey app. Man, it's a beauty. Put it on your phone. She's absolutely free. Slap it on there and get the show wherever you go and the podcast later on. I'll quickly play you here what Garth and Trisha did at the funeral yesterday.
Now, why is it getting pushback?
Because they don't think it's appropriate, because Jimmy Carter was a very religious guy.
Well, some people are saying Jimmy Carter's the one that requested it, and that they also sang it at, was her name Rosemary? What was his wife's name?
Rosaline.
Rosalind. That they also sing it at her funeral.
I have no idea. It's just something that's circulating that, you know, to say these words at a funeral of a very religious man probably doesn't go hand in hand.
Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say, I'm a dreamer.
They get to the line, imagine there's no heaven. And that's why people are giving it a blowback for it.
Yeah.
And you're right. I guess he did sing it at another funeral.
His wife's.
Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a beautiful song.
I'll bet you that.
People get mad about the dumbest crap.
I'll bet you Jimmy Carter said, I'd love for Garth Brooks to sing at my funeral. I'll bet he didn't mention Trisha.
I bet you're right.
And I'll bet you that Trisha said, if you go, I'm going.
Exactly.
I guarantee you.
We all know those couples.
I know how it works.
You know, we all know those couples where I'm doing a girl's weekend. And then somebody's like, I got to go.
I want to make sure you guys are safe when you walk from bar to bar. You need at least one guy there.
Didn't you tell us that? That you wanted to make sure they were safe?
Yeah, I mean, got a group of girls by themselves, you know, late at night.
You know what? A lot of men are calling you a very smart man. Group of girls, I'll be the bodyguard.
All right, here's a headline for you, okay? Now, don't be offended by this. It's not from us. It's from Hungarian researchers.
Yeah, I saw this. I guess I'm as dumb as a brick.
All right, Chanel brought this in. All right, new research out of Hungarian academics. They say that people obsessed with Hollywood gossip and A-list celebrities are stupid.
Well, now that's not me. So that's not the part that I read into it, because I'm not obsessed with Hollywood.
Well, that's the headline.
I understand. Yeah. But if you read into it, what makes me dumb as a brick is if you read into it, it says, okay, so I wouldn't buy Kylie's lip kit, right? But a lot of you would buy Kylie's lip kit because it's Kylie, right? I wouldn't buy things just because a celebrity told me to buy them. I might buy those Skims, though. I will tell you. I might buy those.
If they weren't sold out.
Exactly. The ones with the nipples, that's the ones I really wanted. But they were sold out. The bra with the nipples, I'm a big fan of those.
I actually have them.
Do you? Can I borrow them?
Yeah, wear them on the weekends.
I still cannot. They're so back
ordered. Yeah, you can't buy them
at all. No, but I really want them. I think that looked great. Like, oh my God, Jamie's cold again. Anyway, but where it goes into the article, it says if you watch reality TV, you're as dumb as they come. And I watch a lot of reality TV.
And apparently I'm in the same boat as you. Yeah, so I love trash TV.
Yeah, so Carson and I are just dumb.
I don't think I've ever associated TV watching with IQ, though, as far as just the genre of, you know, TV shows. But I guess, I mean, I don't know what they're doing over in Hungary. But
it's kind of weird because I watch Jeopardy, but I also watch reality television, Real Housewives.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a stretch. Now, I, for example, watch a lot of sports all the time, basically. Right. Is that got its own little, you know, you're dumb or you're this or that?
Because I think you're more of a follower than I am because, for example, you have jerseys that say people's names on the back. I don't have a jersey that says Vanderpump on the back.
Yeah.
You know, which is Vanderpump Rules.
Right.
That's a TV show. I would never wear like a... one of the girls' names on my
back.
And
if you saw one of them on the street, you wouldn't go like, oh my gosh, no. I gotta get your autograph.
No, I wouldn't either, though. I don't have names on the back of my jerseys.
Oh, I thought you did.
No. I don't.
I thought I saw one that you said, yo, it's my family name or something.
No, it's my name. It's Helton.
Oh.
Okay, but that was just Todd Helton, and that was the only reason to have that one because of the notoriety of that. But other than that, I don't really wear somebody else's name on the back. I don't have a Manning jersey, for an example, that I wear.
I got a Tebow jersey.
Yeah, you wear them all the time. And so does Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Carson wears them all the time,
too. I got a Tebow and a Von Miller.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say. What was it? Hungary? Hungary? Who are they?
Hungarian researchers.
Yeah. Suck up on these.
I'll watch what I want to watch.
I tell you, when you get caught up in one of these shows, so it's tough to get out of.
It is.
I mean, yeah. It really does suck you in, and all of a sudden you're watching, you know, back to back to back.
But what's the difference really between like reality and like Yellowstone?
Nothing.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same. It's all just drama.
Right.
Right? One's just like real people and one's actors.
Right. I think that anytime, well, anything like this that you find intriguing, that doesn't say that if you're stupid or not.
Well, I'm on the spectrum.
No.
I think if you're watching
Kardashians in 2025, it might be a little stupid, actually.
Well, that's true. Is it wrong I want that bra? I mean, I really do. Does anybody, I'm asking the girls, does anybody have that? Do you like it? I'm intrigued by it.
Obviously you're not alone because they're
back ordered.
I think having that bra makes you sharp. So I say everybody order one, okay?
BJ and Jamie.
I ran in there to check with the Spadil to see if they found the butt slapper. Have you seen him?
Yeah, I did see him.
Yeah, he's on the loose in Denver.
He's actually scary.
Oh, you did post it?
Yeah.
All right, well, I've got the news story here. I don't know that much about it. I just saw a headline come across where they said that he's on the loose and they're looking for him.
Right now, police in Lakewood are looking for a man they say has been groping women along trails in the Denver metro area. Police shared these pictures of the man and a similar backpack as well as bike that he's been seen with. Police say they've gotten two similar reports of this man assaulting women. This was near the Bear Creek Trail on January 1st and 2nd, and there have been similar reports in both Denver and Sheridan. Anyone with information can call Crime Stoppers. That number on your screen this morning, 720-913-7867.
They claim he just slaps him on the butt for no reason.
I heard he gropes him, but the thing is, he's this is a dangerous guy, you know? I mean, if you really are that bold, he's a dangerous guy. He's riding a little mini bike, which is weird and creepy. Who rides a tiny mini bike?
They have footage of him? Yeah. Surveillance footage and stuff?
Uh-huh. He's on a teeny tiny little mini bike.
Yeah.
Like for kids.
You're right, though. Yeah. Just the fact of that, like that image in my head is just creepy.
Right? Yeah. Like, I'm going to go buy a mini bike and grope women.
I've been seeing a lot of those mini bikes lately, though.
You have?
Yeah, I think they're coming back. Maybe it's that Tebow thing.
Well, maybe. They have electric ones now, and if
is
you
that
like,
it?
Yeah, because if you just charge them, they go like 50, 60 miles an hour,
yeah,
and if you're just going, you know, to work or whatever, they're pretty good.
I saw like
Are they
seven.
Legal?
I don't know. I don't know. See them though.
I saw like seven pulling out of a gas station. It looked like a mini biking pack, but only they were mini bikes.
Maybe it's this like, is the what? New because you know how they've taken all the what were those things we were all riding around?
The scooters.
Yeah, maybe this is the new rage.
It might be. Yeah. And they were riding on the sidewalks.
Oh, well, you
I
shouldn't
see that.
Do that.
So maybe you can't get a license plate for it, maybe? I don't know.
Well, even if you can't get a license plate for it, you should be riding it in that designated bike lane.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
you
don't
can't
know.
Ride it on the sidewalk.
I have no idea. All right, well, anyway, they're looking for this guy. Anybody with any information, they're asking you call the police department. He's on the loose, and they need to catch
him. I don't get pervs. I'm sorry. I just don't get those pervs.
I don't either.
There's so many men that are just freaking pervs.
Yeah, and...
I mean, look at OnlyFans. Look how many people are making money off of that.
I get OnlyFans more than, like, at least then I'm, like, interacting with someone who they're consenting to it, right? Like, the consent part is really important to me, you know?
Okay, I'm
with you.
Okay, I understand the consent part. I'll give you that.
Uh-huh.
But are you really interacting?
Yeah, I mean they don't necessarily like me. Yeah,
but you don't really know who you're interacting with. I think is the point.
Yeah, some of them have people
it could be some fat dude smoking a cigarette sitting at a computer somewhere that you're talking to, and you think it's this hot chick that sent you a picture.
It's all about the illusion, man.
I'm just saying. We're just saying there's no way to be 100% you know sure.
You should
that's
watch
the
that
person.
Show, Catfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there is a difference between the perversion you have, if that makes you feel better,
the
perversion you have, and this guy here on a mini bike slapping women on the rear.
Sure, there's a lot of creepy people out there.
I'm going to give you, you know what? You're right. Both of you are right. Yeah. BJ and Spadil, you guys are right. Because if you were, you know, in the weeds smacking people,
yeah,
then that would make you a perv.
Yeah, it would.
The fact that you're putting down your credit card and giving your money to some woman that you don't know doesn't make you a perv.
No. No. Well, I would say let's go with a perv scale.
It's like less creepy, right?
Yeah, less creepy. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes. Perv scale, you're a 1.5 on the scale of 1 to 10.
Nice. Yeah, okay? And this dude's like a 10.
Oh, this dude's, for sure. Yeah, he's knocking it out of the park, right? Yeah. So you got to feel good.
This is great. All right. We're okay.
You're 9 points away.
I love the fact that he's agreed to all this.
BJ and Jamie.
We want everyone that is watching the ball game on Sunday, when it's the Buffalo Bills and the Denver Broncos, please root for it to go into overtime. After that, of course, we want the Broncos to win. But even if the Broncos are up by a touchdown and it looks like we're going to win, please root for Buffalo to score.
Because I feel like, BJ, I feel like you have made that bet for yourself.
I'm going to.
I know.
Because I like it.
I feel like Powerball Pete will as well.
There's a lot of people that are going to jump on board with that.
And let me tell you something. I'll be quite honest with you, too. All right?
All right.
If I got money on it, I absolutely would root for the Buffalo Bills to score to go into overtime. Okay?
So what we're talking about is it's $100 to put on. Well, it's not. You can put $20, whatever. I put $100 on the betting on them going overtime without picking a winner. And if they do go into overtime, my $100 turns into $1,600. Right.
No matter what your bet is, just multiply it by 16.
Yeah.
That's how it works. $10. 160. You get it, right?
Yeah.
But if you bet the overtime, Jamie's in. She's in. So be rooting for. Man, can you imagine people that listen to our show on Sunday, if it goes into overtime, they'll be like, oh my God, Jamie has just won $1,600.
I know.
You know, they will.
And the thing is, you know, at first I was excited. Earlier this morning when you made the bet for me because I gave you $100, I was excited. But now I'm finding like, I don't think I like it. I don't.
What do you mean?
Because you know, you kind of explained this once to me, how betting has changed how you watch games.
Yeah.
It's taken the joy out of it.
Yeah.
Right? And so I went in, we're all getting together for damp January on Sunday. And we're all getting together and we're watching the game, right? And so I was going in with just like, you know, we're just going to watch the game. But now I have something on it, which is like, in my head, $1,700 on the line.
Yeah,
and so now it's gonna like anxiety, all the like not
all
the, fun
the emotions.
Stuff.
You're gonna tell other people at the party to shut the hell up. You're gonna
game.
Be you gotta watch the game. Somebody would throw a some dip at them or something.
Right,
you,
I'm gonna you have anger gonna, issues.
You're gonna be that person that's paying attention to the game, and they're all talking about like, oh, look at her, just because she's got money on.
I know
she can't even get over here and talk with us.
See, and I don't that's like those people. Be. I don't like people like you.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I like you as a human. But I don't like the viewer in you.
You're right.
You know, because to me, it's a social gathering. I don't care if people talk.
Right.
Like, let's just glance up. But now I already have that intenseness.
You're going to be me. I love it. I'm glad I turned you on to another vice, too. I love it.
No, because you actually told me once it took the joy out of watching games.
That's not exactly how I explained it. It takes the joy out of watching a game that you don't have money on.
Yeah,
if
you want to do
money
it.
Money on the game, it puts the joy back in. I mean, joy in your heart.
Really? You don't feel anxiety about it?
Yeah, lots.
Yeah.
But the anxiety is the fun part, right?
It's also the adrenaline, though.
I don't think anxiety's fun.
Jamie, here's how bad it is for me. Okay. And Spadil probably can relate to this. If I'm watching a game and I've got money on it and my team's doing terrible, just terrible, I'll turn it.
I turn it right off.
Hoping that they'll get better. If I'm not watching, me watching is causing this to happen. My team sucks because I'm watching. They know I've got money on them.
No!
There's too much pressure, so I'm going to watch the Beverly Hillbillies.
No!
And then I'll come back to the game. And then I'll go back to the game and we've caught up. And I'll be like, oh, that works.
But you're proving my point. It took away your joy.
It does.
The money took away your joy.
It puts you in a bad place.
I had a bet like 2 weeks ago on the Nuggets opponent, right? Where I took San Antonio with the points, just wanting Denver to win, but like not by enough that they would cover the spread.
Okay.
And
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, I just realized I got into the weeds with it. But,
you don't know.
You know what? Here's what I thought was bad about you, Schmidel. I was like, you know, I don't gamble. I don't know what the hell he's saying. But anyway, but here's what's bad about you is that, you know, Jokic.
Uh-huh.
He actually like had the COVID. He was really, really sick,
bro.
And instead of this is my
it
point.
Made me so mad.
Instead of having empathy and going, "Oh my gosh, poor Jokic is sick," like I said, he's like, "Screw that guy,
dude." I got screwed because I had him in my parlay and the Nuggets winning, and then because he got sick, he got taken out, and there was no chance of them winning without him there. So I just lost my parlay right from the beginning.
I was like, "Schmidel, you need to feel bad. He doesn't feel no. Screw him."
Yeah, Jamie, man, I need to hit my parlay.
Jamie, you're about to become that person. You are. I had a guy a couple of weeks ago that literally broke his leg. Broke his leg on the field.
And you didn't feel empathy?
No, I was pissed.
I don't want to be you too.
I had this guy to get 40 yards and he broke his leg on 27.
Wow.
But dude, I hope he doesn't come back.
Oh my God.
You get to be that person. Yeah. It's not fun.
This is that show American Greed.
Yeah, it is.
God.
But you're going to find yourself being that person at this party.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm already feeling like, God, I don't know. Oh, this is like, I shouldn't be wanting them to go into overtime. Like, I should just want them to win.
And the only team, I do have a line where I will never bet on a University of Tennessee football game or basketball, whatever. I won't bet because I can't bet against them. And every time I bet for them, they lose.
Really have some rituals.
I have a line in the sand. I will not put any money on Tennessee for anything.
Listen, I don't think it really matters.
But man, when it comes to the Denver Broncos.
That's funny that you won't because of Tennessee.
Mm-mm, I won't do it.
Watch it then thinking like I should have put money on it?
Yeah, well, like when they're winning.
No, I get let down too many times. In the years past, so I just quit. Okay. I'm like, I'm not dealing with that anymore. Right. But I'd certainly put something on. If I felt really good about Buffalo winning just outright or winning by 10, let's say, I'd put money on Buffalo.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
it's not a nice habit to have,
Jamie.
You're
wearing a Bronco shirt. Yeah.
I know. Go Bills. If I've got $20 on it, go Bills.
Look at what money means to you people.
Look, we can pack it up. We'll get them next year.
Oh my God.
I just need my $20.
Oh my
That's all.
God. This is bad.
But think about this. If you're watching the game on Sunday and that game happens to go into overtime, woo, man. Jamie's going to be partying.
And it's just weird because I'm like, I'm already thinking about scores and stuff. I'm thinking like, oh God, what if they're up at the beginning? Well, they still have time. I'm like doing that right now. And then
a
game has not even been started until Sunday.
Listen, and this is the honest truth, okay? Come Sunday, if the Broncos are ahead by 3 points, you're going to be rooting for Buffalo.
Yep.
That money's going to make you root for the opposite team.
God, money is a horrible thing.
It is, dude.
It really is.
But it's so much fun.
Yeah. just imagine. I mean, we've knocked out two for you today. You're a perv and you gamble.
Yeah, dude. I'm just a degenerate, dude.
Cool. You're an upstanding citizen, man. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.